So we've seen that he isn't like us, and if we think he is, that could block our fellowship with him. But here comes the one that I spoke about, the one we really, really don't like. And this scripture is Isaiah 59, verse 2. Your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. Beloved of God, unconfessed sin is unforgiven sin. God absents himself, hides his face from us when we have a backlog of unconfessed sin. This is where we discover his holiness. The curtain comes down, it's gone dark, and we wonder what's happened. We can't hear him or feel him, and this is one of the reasons. Sin is an unpopular term these days, and we need to understand what it is. The word comes from a Hebrew archery term, katah. That means to miss the mark, to miss the bullseye, to fall short. Scriptures tell us that we will miss the mark of God's high standard. We will fall short, Romans 3:23. But we have a remedy. 1 John 1:9 and 10. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. As we become more sensitive to the Spirit of God within us, one of the things he'll speak about are our thoughts and behaviours. As we come under conviction, not condemnation, as we work with him and walk in our new DNA and our new identity in the Christ, we find we're in a place of consistent and constant communion and connection with him. And we begin to possess a renewed mind. Our attitudes, our thinking and our language change. We need to keep our accounts short with him. Anger, hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, all these things that eat away inside need to be confessed daily as missing his standard in order that we can be forgiven and restored. He wants fellowship with us, but it's our sin that blocks it, our stinking thinking, our attitudes and behaviours. It's never him. He loves every connection he has with us. Yahoo, I'll have some of that, I hear you say, and the remedy is simple. When you come into his presence, put your hands up and just plead guilty. Start from there. God bless you.